This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Full service.
Good full service listeners, we're back. This is Jack Inslee. Thank you for joining us again. We're live on heritageradionetwork.org as we always are. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving break. I sure did. A lot of things happening here tonight over here at the Variety Hour at Heritage Radio on Thursday nights. You know how we do full service every week, 7:30 to 8:30, Gunwash from 9 to 10:30. It's wild as always. And A lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to announce, but we're going to save all of it because I don't like wasting your time. I like music. I want to hear music. Puts me in the mood. So we got none other than my man Vesa in the building right now, who just put out another tape of beats. He's got a whole bunch of tapes of beats. There's a lot of beats online that I've been enjoying and that we're about to hear tonight. He's also behind the Zooted Nation line. We'll get into all of it. We're going to let the music speak for itself right now. Again, this is Full Service Radio. If you're tuning in for the first time, subscribe on iTunes. It makes your life very, very easy. Those episodes will be delivered to you for free every week. So without any further ado, this is Vesa on Full Service Radio.
Thank you.
am waiting for you.
Service. Full service. Thank you.
keep reminding myself that it's okay, because, like, I tried.
Thank you. your hands. You turn the page, you wash your hands. And then you turn the page, and then you wash your hands.
Yes. There's real summer vibes right there, though.
Whoop.
Oh, man, that beat could keep going. Who was that last beat?
That was me.
Ah, I had a suspicion. That's a nice summertime groove you had
Thank
on
you,
right
brother.
There.
Thank you.
Full Service Radio, you've been listening to the sounds of Vesa.
What up?
Who said he wasn't going to do 45 minutes, but we got 45 minutes.
Woo!
Or did we? Or was it 35?
It was...
I'm all fucked up on my time.
It was almost there.
You know, there's just so many dads in the building today. It's really confusing. We got Aaron
Better
Ginsburg's
off dad.
Dad. but yeah, once again, you have been listening to Vesa, a set full of very nice atmospheric feel good or feel down beats.
Either way.
I like both. So, I don't know if you know how this goes down, but Heritage Radio Network's a food radio station, right? So before we talk music, we have to talk food.
Yum.
Now, first thing I want to know is some of the meals that come to mind immediately from your childhood.
Well, holidays especially, it was like Christmas, we got lobster. I'm like half Italian, half Trinidadian, so black and white. So I had like the best of both. Had like West Indian food, you know, pasta is basically what I grew up on. Pasta, pizza, everything.
And now you're born and raised in New York City, correct?
Yes.
East Village. When you guys would go out to eat when you were young, what was like the big thing you'd look forward to?
I wouldn't say go out to eat, maybe like order in.
Okay.
That was my shit.
Yeah.
Maybe like Chinese. I love Chinese. Who doesn't? Get the itis. Nothing really in particular, man. I like all types of food growing up, so.
So as an adult now, though, in New York City, if I told you can go eat for free anywhere right now, tonight. In your neighborhood, though.
I would say maybe like famous Zian noodles or
yeah,
something like that, you know? Some legit, worth it. People wait online for type shit, you know?
But waiting online for food is, like, definitely not popping.
Not at all.
I have to say that on this
Whenever
show right
we
now.
Go, like, me and my girl, we always get it, like, at the perfect time. Yeah. Then it fills up as soon as we get the food. Then that's when the line comes.
Sometimes you see people waiting in lines for food, and you're just like...
I feel bad, man.
No.
Yeah.
No, your girl's shaking her head. She's giving the Mutombo finger
wag,
right?
Yeah, she's like, no.
Definitely not. All right, last question, though. This should be a good one. What's in your fridge right now as we speak?
Shit.
It's okay.
Got some mozzarella cheese.
Are you doing better than most guests already?
I got some old pasta. I got
lots of
salad.
Yep.
Lots of juice. I'm a juice dude.
Hey. Okay.
I don't drink soda. Water.
Whole life? Or
juice?
Did you like quit soda? No, soda.
No, never drink soda.
Okay.
Never. Maybe like once in a blue. That's maybe good. Orange soda.
Okay.
You know.
Juice is where it's at. That's the clean sugar.
Sugar. I feel it. Too much juice in my life.
So you're in like the upper percentile of the full service radio guests, man. Most of the answers are like sriracha and old delivery from, you know. Yeah. So you actually have juice and pasta. You're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right, so now moving on to the music, like we established you're born and raised in New York City. Now, yeah. You come from a music family of some sorts, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it just, like, talk to me about that. Who in your family makes music? Where?
Well,
with the music lineage?
Growing up, like, my dad, who moved out of my house when I was young, but from, like, my fond memories of him was him playing the electric guitar, like, shredding. And, but my brother, man, he's, like, he's got it, man. He's been playing funk and soul and jazz since he was in, like, high school. Classical before that, so.
Did you ever pick up an instrument?
I play the clarinet.
No shit.
Yeah. I've tried to play probably every instrument.
Okay.
But when I was young, I just didn't have the drive that I have now to want to learn instruments, you know? I definitely want to learn piano, you know? I dabble, though. I dabble in most. Like, I could pick something up and, like, make a rhythm.
Yeah. So you're putting that energy now into beats then?
That's correct, yep.
And how long you been making beats?
Say about almost 4 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
Damn. What do you use to make beats?
Well, I use a vast amount of programs, but mainly Reason. And I use my SP-404. And I use sounds from everywhere. Anything I could find. Nostalgic sounds from video games. All types of stuff.
This is a question I ask a lot of people, like, obviously, I'm guessing you grew up on hip-hop like most of us, but when was the moment that you first heard, like, the electronic music side? You know, like, the weirder, spacier stuff?
Well, I used to, like, grow up and listen to, like, Hieroglyphics and, like, Far Side and stuff like that, so it was always incorporated a little bit in there. Maybe I didn't catch on to it till I got older and started to appreciate the production of music instead of just, like, the all-around track, you know, like, the rapping, the everything. So I'd say maybe like early 2000s was like when I really started to appreciate the deeper sounds in music, you know, the synthetic sounds and electronic basically.
For sure. And you've been putting these beats out on cassette tapes, right?
That is correct.
Why?
I just like cassettes because they're tangible, they're cheap to make, and there, you know, you could just make a bunch and like give them out and people like it, you know, and I like it. I like to be able to open it up and put it in and flip it and rewind it, and you know, there's always like a something hidden. Maybe I like to put hidden bonus beats on my stuff, so you know, it's just a good feeling to touch the music, you know.
That's fire. How many people are you giving cassette tapes to, you think, that just haven't had the equipment to play it?
a lot of people,
right?
Tell me, they'll be like, yo, man, I don't have a cassette player. I'll be like, yo, go find one. That's like half the battle is going to a thrift store, going somewhere and like finding a cassette player or recorder or whatever, you know?
Hey, I mean, I remember my first cassette was I got two cassettes. It was my first cassette purchase. I had Hypnotize, the Signal, and then I had Uptown Baby.
Oh, yeah. You still got them?
Yeah, somewhere. Sick. Man, somewhere. But that's real as fuck, putting cassette tapes out. I like that a lot. I mean, the music is online, and we'll get to that at the end, send people to the right place. But another thing I want to touch on is Zooted Nation.
Yeah,
because you're also making clothing.
That is correct.
How long have you been doing that?
Not too long, but we've had the collection Zooted Nation for about, I'd say, 2 years, kind of just like building upon like what we think the brand should be, kind of going slowly and, you know, feeling everything out, trying to get the vibes right.
So what are you guys making?
Right now we have already made tees, long sleeves, some hats, and some collabo pieces with some artists that we are familiar with and want to get other people familiar with. So we are getting ready to drop some hoodies, some jerseys, a whole bunch of shit. It's going to be real cool.
I'll have to holler at you about the hoodies.
I got you.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, yeah.
My girl will tell you that. So for you then, what's more exciting right now, the beats or the clothes?
I would say the music. Because, you know, it's me. It's like what I feel inside. It's like what I can express to people. So the clothing is like a group effort, you know. So not everything that I would want to put out, we might put out, you know. So
yep, out to Lou.
Yeah, shout out Lou. Big Lou.
So now with these beats, is the plan, like, do you want to see these beats as instrumental tapes, or do you hope to link with some vocalists?
I definitely want to link. I get hit up all the time, like from like some rappers and stuff on SoundCloud, but nobody that really catches my eye and that I would feel fit you know, with my sound. And so as of now, I'm working with these cats out of the Bronx named Bitches Is Crazy, and they're killing it. So they're about to drop a tape with a couple of my beats on it, so keep your eyes out on that.
Yes, sir. And if you listen to the show and happen to possess any rapping ability, you know, hit the man up.
Yeah. So
we'll see if we make something happen.
See what you
so
got.
It's Vessa 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 on SoundCloud.
Yep.
And I think you got links to everything else on there.
Yes, exactly. You can click it. It'll take me to my Facebook, my Twitter, Last.fm, etc.
No doubt. Give you a chance to make some shout-outs before we close the show.
Shout out my girl Sabina sitting right next to me.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
That was the correct answer.
Come say hi. Yeah. She said hello.
She's not saying hi, but she is drinking the coffee stout Gansett that we had in here from Beer Sessions Radio. Out to Jimmy Carboni.
Shout outs.
Yes. Thank you, Odetta, for engineering tonight's show.
Big up, Odetta.
Yes. And funny enough, Odetta, who's engineering tonight and also produces Gunwash, turns out your mom was her preschool teacher.
Yeah.
Which is like,
craziness.
Wow. Which is wow.
Just, that's the universe, though, you know?
Just another night in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. The beats are fucking fire.
Appreciate it, man.
And I definitely encourage listeners to smoke one and vibe out to those on the internet. Or
smoke
if you're
couple.
Lucky enough to get a cassette tape, yeah, then smoke a couple and rewind. And,
whoop.
You know. Change the speeds and all that. Again, this has been Full Service Radio, and if you like this show, you can tune in live every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. We got Vic Rye next week. Gunwash is up next. It's a special episode, a roundtable discussion about heroin addiction. Getting serious on Gunwash tonight, CNN
Very
style.
Serious.
So Vess has got one more beat he's going to close the show with, right? What do we got?
Got this track, Halo. Off Angels.
Not to be confused with the Beyonce song.
Nah.
Or maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. But anyway, thank you, homie. And we will see you guys next week on Full Service Radio. Out to Bira Moretti. We're almost out of product, so we could use some more. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.
Oh,